As we come today together to listen to what God has put in the heart of Jeremy Cabrera, who is our guest, we are so glad to have you with us. Jeremy, it's great to have you with us all the way
Thank
from the
you so
US.
Much for having me today.
Yes. I'm Reverend Philip Daniel from the FGCCI Empowerment Ministry, which is part of our main church, FGCCI, that is the Full Gospel Christian Church International. We are based in the city of Kuala Lumpur, but of course we also have ministries all over. Since I'm based in the town of Seremban, we do have our outreach ministry there, and also we are also heading this Zoom meeting for tonight. So we are so blessed to have you. I saw your docs, the Google Docs about what you have done for the Lord, the ministry, and coming all the way from Acton, Texas. You're from Acton, Texas. Praise the Lord. Yes. So, I would like to pass this time to you. At the same time, do you need to be a co-host? Would you be putting anything for us to see on the...
That's up to you. I don't have to do any screen sharing for this message today.
Okay, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. So I will just pass it to you. At the same time, I would like you to just introduce yourself and tell us how you have been. And then, yes, we are also ready to listen to the message you have for us tonight.
All right. Thank you so much for having me today. God bless everyone. I am Jeremy Caverly. I am from Texas. I've lived all across the United States. I've been in California. I've said born and raised in Texas. I've traveled to Florida. I'm now currently living here in Ohio, and we've been doing ministry together with my wife since 2007. From about 1997 to 2002, I was involved in different ministries in Texas, and now we've been doing stuff here, and I've been speaking and assisting people with different kind of ministry needs, missionary needs, whether it's training or connecting people together for networking or figuring out different things of that nature, and music and other things of that, as well as speaking and all those different things that combine with different ministry stuff. So this has been a very busy season the last couple of weeks. As my title, my message says, we're talking about the end times cross connection. And I want you to picture, as you picture the cross, I want you to think about the cross being a bridge, a particular bridge between the traditions and the foundations of who you are, who your church is, who your family is, and that when we pass away, what remnant, what actual research documents, videos, audio files, handwritten, what is it that was left behind? If everything was completely destroyed, that's a different situation. If the physical documents are destroyed, all the digital documents are destroyed, or is there anyone left behind that knew about Jesus Christ because of what you did? And if they were placed into a courtroom right now, and every one of us were no longer alive, 500 years from now, would anyone remember and be able to draw a path from 2150 to 2022 and draw a path of people and ministries and songs and different things that would connect the dots? Kids love to do that. They get these connect the dots and they're numbered and they have to draw them out, and then they make a certain thing, and inside the little boxes they're numbered and they have to color them. Could we connect the dots today or in the future? And could someone that's not a Christian say, we are all guilty of being Christians, and this is the reason why Christianity spread, because this happened in 1847, this happened in 1953, this happened in 2001, this happened in 2019, this happened in 2020, 2050, and 2150. Would we all be accused of being guilty of spreading the gospel in every means possible, in every way possible, so that the glory and the power of Jesus Christ could be spread amongst everywhere. Whether it's you're helping someone be able to dig a well, if you're helping someone to be able to distribute rice, if you're helping someone to be able to find work, if you're helping someone to be able to tutor, to do educational services, maybe you're helping mow the grass or taking out trash. I'm not sure what you might be doing today and where you're doing it, but can we do this? I have a couple of examples of some things that have happened recently on social media. There is an adult site in the United States called Clapper, and it's based on clapping hands, and they look like hands. And there's a small remnant group right now of Christians on here trying to do an outreach to the folks on this program that you install on your phone. Well, we were having one of our Bible studies on here, and someone that used to be on this program app said it opened on its own. Have you ever had things happen that you cannot explain? Science can't explain it. Medical cannot explain it. The technicians cannot explain it. The lawyers cannot explain it. Signs, wonders, and miracles and the supernatural happen that make absolutely no sense. Now think about this. So this guy has his Bluetooth, I'm assuming, or his phone or whatever. All of a sudden he starts hearing all these voices and he thinks he's going crazy. He's like, what is this noise coming from? I'm hearing a group of people talking and they're talking about Jesus. And he's all like, well, where's this coming from? Did I die? Have I gone to heaven? You know, did I get knocked out or something? What is going on? I'm confused. And then he eventually realized on his phone, this thing, this program was open. And he had no idea Christians were on here. This guy was a comedian, a semi-American famous comedian who, in cultural background for the United States, many comedians, they tell dirty jokes. They tell curse words, cussing, sexual nature, violence, and all that. And they tell jokes, making fun of different classes and races and whatnot. And he was one of those individuals that did this. But when he was on this app, he eventually allowed us to finish communicating. And then he started to speak. And he told us, he said, I don't know why God wanted me to be here, but it was my time to be here. And he said, I heard the voices and I just couldn't stop, you know, listening to what people were talking about God. And he said, I want you to hear something. He said, I lost everything. His job, home, he lost everything. Career, and God got a hold of him. And he told us this, and it was about a 15, 20 minute conversation. And he told us that God was in this minute, in this moment. And what happened in this minute, in this moment? He says, after I lost everything, I got involved with church, I got involved with Jesus, and Jesus changed my life when I had nothing, when I was poor. And he says, next Sunday, I'm preaching for the first time. He said, I used to be the guy that was mean. I used to be the guy that was, you know, talking about all this stuff. He's like, I deleted all that stuff. I don't have that manager. I don't have a manager anymore. I'm just me. You know, I'm an older man now, and I'm talking about Jesus, and I'm preaching next week. Can you pray for me? Have you ever had that? Like, you go to the marketplace, you go to the store, and you have an opportunity in the store or at your job to make a difference, to change somebody's life. And these people have this opportunity to hear about Jesus, whether you're in the field, whether you're in the office, you're walking, you're driving down the road. It does not matter where you are. We are all stewards. We are all called to be ambassadors to spread the message of Jesus Christ. If we are truly followers of Jesus Christ, we should be able to have a sense of urgency today to want to have an end times cross connection, that we are sharing things about Jesus today because we're looking towards the future of people can be affected by what we did. Or the people we're affecting right now, that'll affect their circle of influence and who they know. If you look at 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, it talks about you being the temple of the Holy Spirit. And for those of you that have studied history, you can see through all different kinds of groups, whether it's Aztecs or Mayans or Egyptians, everybody created some kind of temple. Christians created temples, the tabernacles we learn in the Old Testament. But in this verse, it's talking about you as a physical person. That if you already are a Christian and you are already saved, that your body, who you are, is the temple of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus did his ascension, he talked about bringing the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, that would assist us. The verse says, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, and whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You're not your own. You are bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." So, if we are going to honor God with our bodies, that means everything our body does should be a form of worship to God. There's people watching us all the time, listening to what we're saying, reading what we're writing, seeing what we're not doing, how we're not responding. Let's look at it this way: to leave a legacy, to leave a remnant. For those of you that like music, and you know things about instruments, somebody has to tune an instrument. Or if you used to listen to the radio, you had to tune that radio to the right frequency. Or if you're on the computer and your phone's messing up and you need to get right signal, you got to walk to that right spot. Or maybe there's something wrong with your battery. There's something going on. Or how about those of you, you like food? I know I love food. Well, you need the correct ingredients to make the dish. You can't cook the rice the right way. You can't cook the curry the right way. You can't cook the chicken the right way without following the ingredients needed for the recipe. You got a recipe, other items that goes with that one piece of food, one piece of meat that you may doing. And for that to happen, it's just like trying to take care of a garden or take care of a home, and it must be made and has to be maintained. But if we're wanting to leave a legacy and leave a remnant, it would be memorialized. Something would could carry on to the future. When you have the right tune, you have a good chord. When you have the correct ingredients, you can have a good recipe. Proverbs 13:22. Proverbs 13:22. Proverbs 13:22 says, "A good person leaves an inheritance for their children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous." Meaning, if you are involved and engulfed in sin, you're not caring about anything normally but what you personally want. You become selfish and self-centered and not concerned about what anyone else wants. Or you're specifically, maybe you do care about your family. You're not saved. You're not a Christian. You are taking care of them. You have money in the bank. You're doing the things. You're helping with education. And you have multiple years of legacy, generations of successful people. But spiritually, you are dead and dry, and you have nothing stored up, nothing to carry over, nothing that anyone could read in a book or read online or watch online or have someone say, "Grandpa, tell me a story." Those of you who are grandpas and grandmas and aunts and uncles, we love telling stories, don't we? To our kids, to our grandchildren, to our great-grandchildren, and so on and so forth. So we have the right frequencies. We have the right recipes. We have the right tune. The end times cross connection for your life, for your generations to come, will happen. And this message is with sense of urgency because everything that is happening. We're at this point where it talks about a revelation where the saints are becoming weary because of so many trials and so many distractions and so many things are happening. People are mentally and physically exhausted, or they're having to make decisions on what they can and cannot do. And it wears a person down. If we look at 1 Peter 4:4, 1 Peter 4:4, it says, "In connection," again, the end times cross connection with all of this, these unbelievers, are resentful and surprised that you do not think like them, value their values, and run hand in hand with them into the same excesses a dissipation and immoral freedom. They criticize and abuse and ridicule us, and they make fun of our values. It says in the end times that they will be lovers of themselves. They will not care about anything else. And it says that God will give them over to, some of them call it a reprobate mind, or an unstable mind, or a mind that is not functioning, not moving into the way that God wants it to be. So that means majority of people around the world will be against Christians, and the amount of Christians will become less. People will not have sound doctrine. So how are we going to endure what is happening, what will come in the future, and what can we prepare future generations for so those that are left behind can learn about Jesus? Because if you think about it, in the future, all the nice, wonderful social media sites that have Christianity, all that's going away. We're going back to like it was in the past. But it's going to be even worse. There won't be no radio messages. There won't be no more airdrops of messages. The missionaries won't be going to other countries anymore. And the Holy Spirit will start speaking in different places in different ways, just like the burning bush experience. And things will happen. And God will start pulling the Holy Spirit out, and then the end times come, and then it's all over at that point. So here's my challenge to you today. The message that I will continue on, I'm going to go ahead and ask this now, and I'm going to ask it again later. What are examples in your personal life that you could leave behind for friends, family, coworkers? I'll give you some examples. Why not, if you have the sparing of paper and pen, write your testimony down and save it somewhere. Say, hello, my name is Jeremy Michael Caverly. I got saved on this date here, and this is the things that God has told me. Many of you should start writing journals. If you have it on the computer, we already know technology, computers die. If you got paper, write it down. We know paper can be washed away in a flood. It can be set on fire. It can be stolen. So with all this in mind, we have to have multiple forms of this. And the multiple forms of this is not just the digital and physical writing it down. It's how many people do we really want to tell about Jesus today? The average Christian doesn't share their testimony with their friends and their coworkers, and they don't go online and can just make a basic 10-minute video and say, this is when I got saved. They won't write a message about when they got saved. In some places, it's too dangerous. As soon as they write it, they're automatically caught by their friends and their coworkers or their government or somebody else, and they're already isolated and their social media accounts are shut down and they can go to jail. And I have many ministry partners that are in those situations. They are not on social media. They wouldn't be able to share the gospel with Jesus Christ to their individuals they know because they would be completely stopped and put in prison. Some are emboldened. And they are online, and they are sharing. They're behind VPNs. Others are not. So what do we want people to know about Jesus? How are we supposed to prepare for this? 1 Peter 4, 14 through 16. 1 Peter 4, 14 through 16 says, when people insult you because you follow Christ, you are blessed. I don't know many people that you can see in person or on the internet when somebody yells at them and cusses them out. I don't know many people can say, God bless you, because we are an emotional human conditioning. Our body was born into sin. And this flesh of ours does not want to cooperate with Christ. That's why it says our flesh has to die daily. We have to submit to God daily. What you asked for when you were 12, what you asked for when you were 22 or 52, doesn't matter if you're 63 today. It's a new thing every day of getting into the relationship with Jesus, with what God wants us to do today. But those things that God has done, we need to be able to share about them. It's great sharing about our trips with other people. It's great sharing about when this speaker comes and they're well known and this is what God spoke to me. You need to share about that. But then from time A on Monday that some speaker shows up and here it is on Friday, and then you go to Sunday and the only thing talked about is what happened on Monday at the following Sunday. Well, what happened through Tuesday through Saturday? Where was God in your life Tuesday through Saturday? That's the other thing about this message that's important. We should be listening to worship music every day of the week. We should be reading the Bible every day of the week. I know many people cannot memorize the Bible. I'm not challenging you to memorize a verse. I'm challenging you to just get in the Word of God and get into worship daily. And God will assist you in what you'll need if you need to memorize something. That will come upon you. And that gift and capability will grow upon you. Some of you may never memorize the Bible in multiple verses, but you can tell people about what Jesus did in your life and where you got saved and what happened and what changed. You know, the rest of the verse says, do not suffer for murder, theft, or any crime, nor because you trouble other people. But if you suffer because you are a Christian, do not be ashamed. Praise God and wear that name. There are multiple more verses all throughout the Bible that talks about persecution and submitting to God, like Matthew 5, verses 11 and 12, about blessing and about persecution and things that happen, because your rejoice is where? Your rejoice and reward is in heaven. Or like 2 Timothy 3:12 says, I want to live a God-like life, to belong to Jesus Christ, and those who do belong to him, they will suffer from others. I have friends in Asia, all across, in Africa, and here in the U.S., that standing up for Jesus makes them isolated, it makes them made fun of. Just like when I took my Bible in school 20 plus years ago, I was made fun of for having that Bible on the bus and in class. I've been made fun of when I was at the homeless shelter 20 years ago. I've been made fun of in the military for wanting to talk about God. I've been made fun of just last week. This is common to man. Because why? The Bible says sin is common to man. All the things that are happening may not happen all the time, but there isn't really any new sin. All these things just keep happening over and over again. It's just the devil and the demons just rotate where they're going. From person to place, like moving on and so forth, and going and growing and changing and moving and going to these different places. John 15:20, it says, if they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. He says, remember what I told you, a servant is not greater than the master. And in the end, it says, if they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also. John 15:8, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me, speaking, saying, hated Jesus before it hated you. So again, end times cross connection. What can we do today? What is the most important thing? Again, let's review what I said a minute ago. If you were put in court, would you not be afraid to share about Jesus Christ? Could somebody in the future connect the dots, connect the pieces, the puzzle put together from 2051 to 2022? From 2022 to 1948. From 1948 to 1500. And the list goes on and on in either direction. Sometimes God emboldens different kinds of individuals, and they become martyrs for their faith. They speak up with boldness and gladness about Jesus Christ, and they're not ashamed of the gospel. And things happen. They lose their homes. They lose their lives. They lose different things. But God does something miraculous. Or you find out the people that caused you to lose your job or caused you to lose your home or the person that murdered somebody, and God emboldens your life through the Holy Spirit. It tells you to go make food for them, go help them get a job and do all these things, and their lives are transformed. I'll give you a recent story of that. My wife's grandfather on her mother's side, He always talked about this story about the angry man in town. Now, if I was to ask every one of us, do you know someone who is known by your city, who's known by your province, known by your mission, known by your county, your state, or maybe your country, or known by the world as the hated person, the mean person, treats everyone wrong, does wrong all the time? And it was winter. Winter was setting in, and the snow was starting to fall upon the ground. And her grandfather went out to his tractor and got the plow on. And he finishes plowing his area and taking care of whatever sidewalk things, whatnot. And he remembers the angry man in town. And without calling him, without writing him, he makes a decision. He's going to go. I'm going to go to this guy's house. I'm not going to ask him. I'm not going to charge him. I'm not going to ask permission. I don't know if he's home or he is home. I just know that God told me to go to his house and plow the snow and take care of the area so this man could go to the store and go to work and walk outside and get his mail or whatever he was going to do. And he went and did this, and somehow the man finds out. And once the man finds out, a deep sadness and repentance comes upon his life because somebody showed that he cared. End times cross connection. As we talked about earlier, people are going to be turned over to a angry mind, an unrooted mind, a mind that is not covered and filtered by God. So while you may have the human world form of love, but there's a love that goes beyond anything covered by Jesus Christ. So people will fall into sin and be locked into sin and operate in sin without even having to really think about it. It'll be like an act on impulse of everything they do. But for this end times cross connection, what if we have an opportunity to be a blessing, to be a opportunity to transform someone's life today? By this one simple act of kindness, one simple act of gesture, maybe it's a verbal or a written gesture or some kind of other capability today, and say, I want to talk about Jesus today. I want to see God known and God moved in the middle of the things that have happened in my life, into their life. They may have done something wrong. A lot of times, things like that happen. People do us wrong, but we have opportunity to try and make things right with them. I'm talking about going beyond just apologizing, doing something like that, like I just talked about our grandfather. We don't want to have to be like the comedian who loses it all, but a lot of times people have to sometimes lose it all, or something else happened. See, well, my backstory is I was a Christian in school. And I ran away from home for my physical safety, so I wasn't beaten anymore. And I went to a shelter and continued ministry. I wasn't not saved when I was in school, and then got saved when I went to the shelters. I was homeless. I just carried it over. And most people say if you only had your clothes on your back and then a few items in a shoebox, they would have just given up and tapped out. But that transitional time was a cross connection for me because I didn't have that relationship with Jesus. I couldn't be prepared for what happened in the future. And there will be things that will happen in the future that we must be prepared for. 1 John 5:19, we know that we are from God. And the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. Matthew 10:28. Do not be afraid of those who want to kill and harm your body. They cannot touch your soul. Again, when we think with the mind, we are filled with fear and frustration. But when we're looking at heavenly things, this world is not our home. The end of the verse says, fear only God, who can destroy both the soul and the body in hell. So again, these opportunities, there's just so many different ways we can help people. Prayer. I'm seeing prayer falling out in communities. I'm seeing the church close its doors. I'm seeing people are being callous and hardened hearts and minds because somebody has done something wrong. Something has happened. And if you realize these things are going to happen to us and it doesn't feel good, I'm not saying you should enjoy it. I'm saying to see what God wants to do through it. And we'll be able to move beyond the things that happen in our lives and the lives of others so that we can have this end times cross connection for our generation and the future generations. Because if we don't, we'll fall to the wayside. And we'll miss these opportunities for people to hear about Jesus, whether it's on social media or in person. I don't know, many times some of us, we don't have time to pull out a Bible and talk to somebody. Or sometimes you don't have time to, you know, do full prayers. You're having to make decisions and do things and answer questions. But if we're covered by that power of Christ, we can transform our cities and our nations and everywhere else in between and see the power of God move beyond anything we can imagine. But we got to get ourselves out of the way. We got to get us out of the way of what we want and where we think we're going to go to see what God wants to do. So I challenge you today, meet somebody where they're at and ask God, what is it you want me to do to help them today? How can we move forward in that place you want us to be? How can we help heal wounds? Because these are generational curses on many people, multiple generations of anger and evil and of the devil influencing people. Whether we are Christian or not, we have multiple generations all across the globe. The devil has been tormenting all of us since he has fallen to earth. And this all started with the fall of Adam and Eve. Sin is common to man. But our God is more powerful and stronger than anything on this earth and is capable of going beyond any circumstance that happens. And if someone gets hurt, something is lost, someone is dying, whatever's happening, God can transform those situations and use it for his glory and bring more people to Christ. We have to stop being afraid to speak the name of Jesus Christ. The devil is trying to make us worn out. He's trying to make us tired. He's trying to make us angry and frustrated. And more specifically, he's trying to keep us so busy we don't have time to do nothing but worry about the situation and be upset and be scared and be concerned with the things that are happening and not laying it down at the foot of the cross, laying it down at the foot of the cross and walking away. So now I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for all of us today in India and across Asia and across the world that God will speak to us to prepare us to continue for our end times cross connection. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you today. We pray for the nations. We pray for India and Asia and Africa and America and the whole planet Earth today. For those that will hear this message, those that work on these computer programs, to those that are listening to this broadcast, wherever it may be shown, that we prepare for the end times cross connection. Lord, we want to ask forgiveness for anything that we have done wrong in our lives that have held your power from being shown through our life, that the Holy Spirit was hindered by us not submitting to you daily, Lord. We ask for our fervor to want to read your word, a fervor to want to worship and listen and sing and song and praise to you on a daily basis, that we're daily reading the word, we're daily communicating about Christ, and we're also taking rest and not trying to do too much as well. Lord, we pray for India right now with all the decisions that are happening, that you strengthen the people of India today, you strengthen Malaysia today, you strengthen Africa today. You strengthen planet Earth. There are Christians right now calling out your name in Indonesia and Afghanistan. They're calling out your name all across the globe today. They're calling out your name in South Africa. They're calling out your name in Argentina, in Ukraine, everywhere. There's people submitting to you daily, Lord, and they're risking their lives. Lord, we pray that we can come to mind a group of people that we can talk about Jesus. Another group of people that we can provide a service to. Another group of people that we can say a kind word to. And Lord, show us those opportunities to rest so we don't grow weary and we don't faint, and that we work hand in hand together, working together to spread the Great Commission, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. From the educated to the uneducated, from the young to the old, that no one is missed at any opportunity to see the mighty power of you, Lord Jesus, shown amongst the nations. Lord, we just pray that you just continually move in the lives of the men and women, young and old, across the globe, as they go to work, as they go to school, as they do the different things that are happening in their lives today, that you will bless those. You will bless those in government. You will bless those in the military. You will bless those in the financial sector. You will bless those that work with their hands or work with computers. All those that are involved with these different technologies, bless them, Lord. They've created a service for people to communicate across the globe. That is a blessing. Lord, we pray for those in the future that may not even be born yet, that something in 2022 can be left 50 years from now, 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, 2,000 years, 5,000 years, however long it's going to be from when you come back, that they can see it in all the different ways possible, that somebody wanted to talk about Jesus. Somebody wanted to listen to a conversation. Somebody wanted to offer a hand up and not a handout. Somebody wanted to offer something, food, service, work, a listening ear, a hug, whatever it was. And that somebody talked about Jesus and wanted to spread Jesus and hear about Jesus and be all about what Jesus is doing. I know many people right now in Asia and across the world, they're getting ready to go to bed. They're doing their daily traditional preparing, whatever it is, whether they're brushing their teeth or they're trying to get their kids to bed or they're going home or they're picking up food or whatever it is, that you bless them. Send multiple people in their lives showing examples of Jesus. We can spend another hour or more talking about multiple examples of what it means to show example of Jesus. But we're saying, Lord, right now, in every single possible way, show Jesus. Lord, we pray for those that are sick. We pray for those that are angry and frustrated and focused in all the different kinds of sins that they've been in their lives. And we ask you, God, to just bless their life with a touch of your Holy Spirit right now, that you will strengthen them, that you will guide them and direct them in their lives. Because there's going to be somebody today that isn't going to be here tomorrow, and somebody today who thinks they're not going to be here tomorrow, you bless them with another day. Lord, we thank you for all these different days. We thank you for all the wonderful blessings and things you've given us, Lord. And let all of our skill sets and everything we are, everything about us, be a glory to you, Lord. We pray for these future Christians. We know they're going to be under persecution. We know they're not going to have a lot of opportunities to see anything. But let them be emboldened by the power of Christ, by the history of those that have gone before them, from the apostles to those in the Old Testament, all the way till now and in the future, that they will be able to look back and say, well, somebody stood in the gap. And those who are listening right now, we're praying for your families, your future families. We're praying for your coworkers at your job, the people you just walk past. You're laying and fall asleep under a tree. Someone went past you. We're praying for that. You're in a plane. We're praying for all the people underneath the plane and in the plane. Anywhere that you could be. That the influence of the Holy Spirit is amongst the whole nations. No matter where you go. From now and to the future. God, we want to thank you for all the mighty things you've done in our lives. How you've strengthened us, and time again, you showed us the power of Jesus Christ. When we thought there was nothing left, you showed up just on time, the right time, and you blessed us and you blessed someone else. Lord, we want to thank you for so many opportunities that you didn't just show us that you cared, but you also brought us through when we couldn't make it on our own. Lord, we want to thank you today for what you're doing today and in the future. Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to bless your name because we believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that we want to worship you. We have a hunger. We have a desire to want to spread the gospel to the world because we know with a sense of urgency that time is very short for some of us. And we want to see your glory shown in the whole world. We thank you, God, for what you're doing now and what you'll do in the future. By the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Very, very good and powerful.